and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
The Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by Mel's Tire, 915 Graham, where service is not expensive, it's priceless.
This is Allison of Mel's Tire. Before heading out on your summer getaway, make sure your tires are road ready with a free inspection by our qualified technicians. If needed, check out our full line of Yokohama tires featuring the Yokohama Geolander MT-G003, the Geolander X-AT, and the Avid Ascend LX. While you're at Mel's, make sure your air conditioner is working at peak performance to keep you cool while on your vacation. Keep it safe this summer with your Yokohama tires and Mel's Tire, 915 Graham Emporia, where service is not expensive, it's priceless.
KBOE, we are live and we are local, and we are happy that you're with us on this fifth morning of July. Light rain and 67 degrees, and we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning by Emporia Golf Course Manager and PGA professional Marcus Urquell. Marcus, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, fellas. How are we doing this morning?
Doing good. Thanks for joining us here.
You bet.
Well, the last time, Marcus, we had you on, you were just about set to launch, or I think maybe you actually had started on the Tee Box project. How have things gone here with that, and why is that such an important deal for the golf course?
It's going good. We are officially all 18 of, or all of the new build Tee Boxes are done. So all 18 holes, 28 new Tee Boxes are all built. They have grass on them, so they're basically growing and getting ready for use. The front nine ones, actually, we will probably start using either later today or tomorrow, depending on the weather situation that happened last night. So, but we're ready to go. We're going to go meet here in a little bit, actually, and discuss how we're going to start doing the old tee boxes and tearing them apart and rebuilding them so that they're in a similar shape as the new ones. So that's kind of where we're at. People will be able to play on the new forward tees pretty soon. It's very exciting.
Pretty soon, I guess so. Go ahead.
Yeah. As for why it's important, golf, this is going to be mind-blowing information here. Golf is a really hard sport, and it can be very frustrating if you're not playing distance in a course that is more apt to how far you hit the ball. And our course has always been a little bit long, especially for older golfers, for female golfers, for junior golfers. And so with these new tee box builds, you're going to be able to play a golf course that is more appropriate to your level of golf, which is going to allow you more birdie putts and more pars. And ultimately, that's what we want in golf, and it's going to be a lot more fun. We're really excited about that.
So let's go over the game plan here. The new tee boxes will come into play here very, very, very soon. The old tee boxes then will be refurbished then, Marcus?
Yeah, we'll refurbish them. As far as I believe, we'll do like half at a time so that we'll always kind of have somewhere to play from. But we will refurbish them. They will go to Zoysia as well, which is a much better grass in terms of disease control and water maintenance. So it'll be easier for us to maintain them well. They'll also be leveled, which they haven't ever been touched in the 50-plus years we've had them. And so they're getting a little rough. And so they need a makeover, just like most of us old people do. So
I hear you there. So when it's all complete, will what the lower handicappers play from the what we call the old tee boxes? How will that all work?
Yeah, so we'll have what we'll have actually is seven rated options for tees, and so we'll have our normal red, gold, white, and blue tees, which will go from approximately 4,400 yards. Up to 6,700 yards. And then we'll also do combo tees. So we'll have a red-gold combo, which will kind of be in between the 4,400 yards of the red tees and the 5,200 yards of the gold tees at 4,800 yards. Then we'll have a gold-white combo and a white-blue combo, which will yardage-wise hit right in the middle of those other two. So it's going to give you more options in terms of just playing different yardages that you can actually put into your handicap so that you can be calculated to what kind of golfer you really are, which will be really nice to have. And it'll be a little bit more fun, too. If you're, you know, you don't always have to play the same tee boxes. You can mix it up a little bit, have different yardages, and have a little fun.
Gotcha. How long has this been kind of on your radar here, Marcus? And I guess maybe you can break it down. And I think you've already given us some components, but how exactly do you build a brand new tee box?
This has been on our radar for a very, very, very long time. It's way too long of a story on here to discuss how the airport project and everything went with it, but we've been trying to get new T-boxes for probably 15 years or so, so it's definitely not new. The build was pretty impressive to me, too, Chuck, to be honest with you. I've never seen it before either. They just got dirt. They built it up. They have machines that shape them and flatten them, and then they kind of laid this for the front nine. They laid the outside sod, which is the fescue, and then they put the Zoysia on top and cut it with these machines they have, and it went up really, really quick. It was pretty darn impressive. I didn't know how long it would take, but it's pretty neat. And you know, the way that this company did it, they made sure that they made the new tee boxes look like they've always been there. So they look like the old tee boxes in terms of size and shape and stuff like that. And it's a pretty cool process. If you haven't had a chance to get out to the golf course yet to see, or just drive by on Highway 99, you'll see that these tee boxes look like they've been there a long time, with the exception of the fact that they have new grass on them as opposed to old grass. But it was a pretty fun process. It's been really neat to watch. I don't know exactly how they'll do the old tee boxes yet, because I haven't seen it started. But we will probably start watching that either today or tomorrow.
Yeah, I guess I didn't notice that. Last time I was by there, I was on my bike, and I was going too fast.
Well, I mean, if you blink, you miss it, Ron, with the way you're riding.
I understand that. I do. 728, 67 degrees, some light rain here at the KVOE studios. So what was the cost of this project, Marcus?
So I believe the total cost was $411,000 for all of the new builds, as well as the old D-Box reconstruction.
Okay. Well, Marcus, let me kind of shift gears on you here. What other projects do you have going on here for the summer months before we start quickly hitting on the schedule that you've got here to get us through the summer and into fall?
In terms of projects, we're just still rolling with junior golf, which has got about a month left. And it's my favorite time of the year, so I definitely focused a lot on that. And then, of course, tournament season is upon us in full force. So we're getting ready to just kind of get everybody out there, hopefully, to get a chance to play and win some prizes and have some fun.
Yeah, I think you got the Altrusa Club out there for a big fundraising golf tournament this weekend, if I'm not mistaken. Always a good one.
Yep, we got Altrusa on Saturday. We've got a Chicken House Scramble on Sunday. Then we've got actually two consecutive weekends of two-day tournaments. We've got my East Central tournament the 15th and 16th, and then we've got the Knights of Columbus the 22nd and 23rd, and then finish July off with the Big Brothers Big Sisters big fundraiser tournament that they have on the 29th.
That's right.
And I'd be remiss if I didn't mention that this year's BBC will be at the Emporia Golf Course for the first time ever. And we are looking forward to that coming up. I do want to say, Marcus, I've talked to a number of people that I know that spend a lot of time at the golf course, and some that don't get out there on a weekly, maybe bi-weekly basis, but they continue to say that they have never seen the Emporia Golf Course in better shape. Your take on the course and how it's faring this year?
I agree with that 100%. Kelly Storch, our superintendent, and his crew have done a fantastic job. We have a great crew. We have a assistant superintendent, which we haven't had in about 2 years, just came on with us a couple weeks ago. And I tell you, they've done amazing things. The greens are probably the best shape I've ever seen them. The course is playing fantastic. We would like Mother Nature to continue giving us a little bit more water. We do appreciate last night, but that can keep coming. But no, it's in really good shape. And, you know, we hosted the, in between the last time we talked, we hosted the Kansas AM qualifier, and we had 70 guys from across the state, and they were just in love with it. They were thrilled to be able to play there. It's been a great year. We're very excited about what's going on, and play is up, and we're having a lot of fun and enjoying seeing a lot of people, a lot of new faces, which is great.
That's good.
All right, Marcus, anything else that we're missing here that you wanted to put out for the community this morning?
If you are listening with some juniors, my second stage of junior golf camp is coming up July 17th to the 20th. It is for 5 to 9-year-olds at 1 o'clock to 2:10, and for 10 to 14-year-olds from 2:20 to 3 o'clock, to 3 o'clock. 3:30, from 2:20 to 3:30.
Gotcha.
So if you want, sorry, $50 if you weren't in the first class. If you want your kid to come out and learn some golf, get a hold of me. We still have our club program, which we've talked about a lot on here. Yeah. If you need your junior golfer in some golf clubs, come see me. We love junior golfers. We love having kids out there. We love having families. So if you need a place to come out to Out South and give me a holler.
All right. So junior numbers good this year, Marcus?
Yeah, junior numbers are great. I've got just under 100 in my PGA Junior League, and we had a nice little 40 or 50 kids in my first session. So hopefully we'll get them again in a couple weeks here.
Yeah, sounds good. Marcus, thanks. Appreciate it.
You bet. You guys have a great day.
All right, you too. Marcus Circle, Poirier Golf Course Manager, PGA Professional. Great shape out there. And new tee boxes will come into play maybe as early as today.
Yeah. How cool is that for golfers here in the area? So the Emporia Golf Course is going to be busy. And you make sure to let Marcus know if you want to get a round of golf in. Want to let you know, too, that if you want to get your interview in, better look to next week, because next week is fairly wide open. This rest of the week is pretty full, though. But you can check the Live and Local calendar, see what works for you. Call us at 620-342-1400 or email kvue@kvue.com. For the Newsmaker segment tomorrow, it's Lisa Keith and Aaron Harder as we talk about the Zoo Brew Night in the Wild event coming up August 12th.
At the David Trailer Zoo. And our Newsmaker this morning brought to you by Mel's Tire, 915 Graham. Mel's Tire, where service isn't expensive. It is priceless. Mel's Tire. KVOE Live and Local 733. Light rain, 67 degrees. Stay tuned. We'll check the weather next.
Chris Gorton at John North Ford Nissan. The all-new.